The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Really a good fucking idea.
You knock these guys over as you grow.
Okay.
What the fuck?
You mean you want to grab one of the little ones?
You go back to normal.
Okay, so now I take a big one and put it in my pocket and I eat another little one.
Okay.
And then I go through the crack.
You do.
Seems like he's got the right idea.
Fucking daft is what that is.
Have you met the dwarf?
It didn't taste real bad. Come on, guys.
It didn't taste real bad.
We can do that. Schroeder, when you get to this point, message me because I can make Matt's voice sound like that.
Yes.
I can make it sound echoic and high-pitched. The best part of all is I'm not going to remember that for a while, so he's going to like, you said to message me about making Matt's voice squeaky and echoey? What? Why would I say that?
You find there's a much smaller tunnel. It curves around, and you come out the other side, and you can see the other side of the body of water.
Do I need to go back and get them, or are they going to eat some mushrooms?
I'm going to follow suit. I'll grab a big one and then eat a small one.
Okay.
And follow them. Because that sounds like fun.
Fucking daft.
You guys are... You're going down to small size. So you're squeezing through this tunnel. It's slow going for you. It's like difficult terrain. For a Darrow to do this, they would go down to tiny size, and it would be much easier for them to get through.
Where does it lead?
I'm on the other side of that lake, or pond. I don't really know how to judge distance down here.
How big is that body of water?
About 100 feet across.
Oh, so I couldn't see it anyway.
You can swim across.
And there's more. There's more mushrooms over here.
But,
are these the big and the littles?
Yeah, I go this patch here. Just because we haven't yet, I go and take a look at the water.
Okay.
Anything?
You can see water flowing this way.
Right.
It flows into that pool. Really warm. You can feel warmth coming off of it. Not like super, super hot, but just warm. Y'all are super paranoid about these illithids.
I'm not paranoid about the illithid. Well, we did see a statue to a thing.
A Darrow.
Yeah, a Darrow. Maybe a Darrow. He doesn't think so. I don't like mind flayers, Jeff. They're bastards. Survival on this water.
Okay.
I'm just curious. What's curious to me is why this is the most effective route instead of just going across the water. Like, can I tell? Is it super deep? Is this like swimming in, what was it, Dante's Peak, where they get fucking roasted alive? Like, why is eating the magic mushrooms the preferred method to get through this place instead of like building a boat?
It's only 100 feet across.
At survival is 22.
Build a boat for
the
that.
Tunnel slopes down to the edge of a large pool that fills the cavern ahead. The opposite shore is nearly 100 feet away, but nothing can be seen beneath the surface of the black water.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
The water is heated by a thermal spring and pleasantly warm.
Can I pick up a rock and toss it in the water?
Sure.
Anything happen?
Sploosh.
I look at...
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
What are you doing? You haven't seen
I'm... I'm kind of figuring out what you're going to do, because I'm not going to leave you back here.
You're not going to make a decision on your own.
I'm just curious what you do. You can fly across there.
I know that, but if something tries to come out at you, I'm going to try to help you kill it. Otherwise, I'm going to eat some mushrooms and go across the way.
What do you think, little buddy? I'm speaking to Rumpadump because I feel like he will interact with me more than Lucas has thus far.
he also doesn't have a mouth, so he can't eat the mushroom to get through.
Yeah, but he's already small size.
Oh, okay, so he's cool.
Oh, he can fit through there?
Yeah, he could squeeze through there if he had to.
Fuck. All right. Fucking magic.
You can climb along the walls. You can swim. You can eat the mushrooms. You can do whatever.
You can fall into my trap.
You have mage hand?
No. No, that's not one I took.
Goddamn useful shit. Fucking anchor.
Took minor illusion. and mending.
Then minor illusion, a person swimming across.
Okay. Sure.
I just want to see if, like, fucking Jaws comes up.
I mean, I don't know that. I don't think it's going to actually disturb the water.
No, it won't.
No, but.
Sure.
No, and nothing happens.
Then throw a rock in when he's doing that, so there's a splash.
I just start throwing pebbles.
Kick the fucking mushroom game, kid, and just.
I'll step down in the water. How quickly does it get deep?
You what?
I step into the water, like, more okay. than just feel it. How quick does it get deep?
Let me see if it says how deep it is.
I feel like Kira is also inherently afraid of magic. But I don't know how well I can swim in fucking armor, either.
Leather armor,
you're not, you're wearing leather armor, though.
Still, it's not...
Yeah, but you wouldn't sink.
It's not
going to
be good when it gets heavy.
You wouldn't sink as quickly.
Yeah, but when it dries out, it'll shrink.
I don't want to use my one day...
I also think I'm fucking wearing chainmail, too, so...
I don't want to use my one day use.
It doesn't
wings.
Say that it gets super deep.
Do I feel anything swimming around in there?
No. Nice and warm.
Do I detect any thoughts?
No.
I'm assuming not.
I can detect magic for free.
Yeah.
I detect magic for free.
Okay.
I'll do that.
It's not magical.
I think I'll just keep walking.
Actually, you do see two auras.
Coming off the mushrooms?
No. Down by where she is.
In the water.
Yeah, down by where she is.
Auras of kind of magic, Lucas.
Transmutation and abjuration, I believe.
I call that out.
Wait, what?
Get out the water. Back this way.
How close?
How close to him are the things?
To him, right around her.
Are they moving?
It's probably like a water weird or some shit.
Yeah.
Are they it is. I am in it. Yeah. It's a water weird.
Are you getting back out of the water?
I'm... Probably I would just freeze for the moment. Just okay. freeze and look if he's saying there's something around me. Because Cody knows that it's going to be a water weird and I'm going to get fucking thrown here in a second. Or drowned. But I mean, Kira wouldn't know that. I'd be looking for a fish or something to stab.
You could use your glaive and stab where I see the auras, but I don't know.
So I would just stop for the moment.
Okay. Constitution save.
Yep.
Thanks. It's a good one. 24.
Okay, you're fine.
Nice.
So no effect on me whatsoever?
No.
You sure?
Just back out.
I don't feel anything. I start poking around looking for this fish.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, you would see a third one. Evocation. I forgot.
Ooh. Interesting. I'll start backing out, but I'm looking for something.
The auras move with him.
Faster.
Dun-dun.
I walk a little bit faster. I don't believe him because I don't see anything. I don't hear anything. I don't feel anything moving.
The aura's still
faster.
Move with him.
I will proceed heading towards the edge of
They're
the water.
They're moving with him or after him?
With him.
Yes.
No, not yes. After him.
With him.
Or with him.
How many?
Three.
And it's separate from anything else magical that I'm carrying, Lucas?
I mean...
No, I'm sorry. The transmutation would probably be illusion. I didn't think about that.
Illusion would be better than transmutation.
Ah, good one.
What?
I think I know what's going on. Yeah.
Those little fuzzballs fall out of your pocket? What are you talking about?
You tell me. You can detect magic.
The auras are moving with him.
Just get out of the water.
He did. He said he backed down.
I don't feel anything.
Are they still in the water?
No.
Will you give him a goddamn intelligence roll, please?
Do you remember that time we were playing the game?
Real life, he needs an intelligence roll.
Remember that time we were playing the game and Daniel was circling around and he came across some footsteps and they were his and it just kept going? Like, you're having that kind of a mistake right now.
It's a bit cruel of Jeff.
It's the shit that's on him.
That's not the way it was explained.
It's three magical auras.
That's exactly how it was explained. Exactly where he's at and they're moving with him.
That's not the way I understood it, sorry.
Right.
My understanding was they were in the water around your feet.
You are kind of a right bastard with that one, but it was funny. He would have detected a couple of other schools, too.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
So were those three the fuzzballs, then?
No.
One of them was the
fuzzballs. One is your continual flame stone, which is evocation.
Okay.
The archery bracers are abjuration.
Really?
I would assume. I don't know.
Okay.
It does, the magic items don't specify.
Right.
But it's something to buff you. I would assume it's abjuration.
I'm just...
Which is defense.
That's... Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess kinda.
And the bag.
Okay.
It's either transmutation or illusion. I'm not sure which.
I'm telling you, it's transmutation.
So I get out. What the fuck do you see?
Nothing. My fucking DM's a dick.
I go back into the water. I cross the water.
Make another constitution save.
It's less good. 15.
You're good. Water, it's all just nice and warm.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'll ask the little guy if he wants a ride so he doesn't have to squeeze through.
Yeah, he will sit on your shoulders and you can swim across.
So it does get deep enough that I have to swim? I didn't know if I could. I didn't know how.
It would be really slow going if you just walked it.
Tiptoe through.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, kind of a.
You would probably hit a few spots where
okay.
You could cling to the walls.
But more like make it cross pretty easy. More like the sandbar shit. You know what I mean? Like when you go out into a. On the ocean, they got those sandbars built or whatever, or, you know, big lakes.
Yeah.
I imagine maybe, that kind of hop.
Maybe Darrow just really don't like water.
Maybe. I don't know. I just weird.
Maybe they might.
So are these the big little mushrooms?
I don't want to eat shit that's been infused with the Ferrez if I can avoid it. Although the mushrooms are cool as hell.
No. But the spot over here, you could have found more than one or two if you wanted.
Yeah. I want to grab two of each.
I don't get me wrong. Like I said, I think they're cool and maybe have them
get bigger,
but I am curious paranoid, so I'm not going to take them unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And I'd rather take
a. We get attacked. I'm munching on a big one.
That's what she said.
The far side of the small cavern has a narrow crack in the wall surrounded by patches of pygmy wart and big wig mushrooms. 1d10 plus 10 of each.
Jesus.
So we're probably good.
Yeah. So you can take what you want.
Yeah, I do. How are you getting across?
I'm going to go the same route that they did with the mushrooms. I'm going to pocket some and eat some and go.
17 pygmy warts and 18 big wigs.
Cool.
I guess take them all then.
I would.
Okay.
I think from a tactical perspective, they could be very interesting. I wonder if they lose their magic if I put them in a stew.
Okay, wait. There was 17 of one and 18 of another.
17 we little. Each.
17 little.
Yeah, but so three. We have left. Now 14 and 15 after our sojourn. Okay.
Well, an extra big one because you ate a big one.
You also have the Darrow are also smaller, so maybe.
Well, then I'd eat a small
one. And I have a hardy constitution, so maybe there's something.
One big, two small.
That I just shrugged off by moving across it. Maybe it's a current or something. I don't know.
14 of each. No, when I took the small one, it put me back.
Yeah, maybe.
Another small one to get maybe. Small.
But at least now we know that the fuzzballs I have are School of Illusion.
Illusion or transmutation.
They are transmutation. I'm fighting him.
I'd say just I'm just not sure. Something.
You guys come out of the small tunnel here. You come across the lake. You wind up right in here.
Yep.
You have more crossroads up ahead.
Any footprints?
Yes. Make me a survival check.
20.
9.
10.
The 20, you see the Darrow footprints going this way.
I'll follow them.
Okay.
With my lit glaive out.
Yep.
How bright do you have that thing lit? Because he can adjust that.
It's whatever he's got.
Light? What do you want?
Just something to see in front of me. I'm not afraid of things coming at me. I would rather.
The question is, do you want it dim or bright?
I would rather have it bright, personally.
Okay. That was just right. It is. So you can change the color. You can change the. Yeah.
Can I make it like a cone too? Shooting out.
Nope.
No.
And cool. Kira is muttering under breath. Chew, fucking chew. Pain train, baby. Let's go.
Okay. You come down this way and you see fungus.
Does this fungus look familiar?
All different kinds.
Okay.
Am I seeing anything unfamiliar to me now that I am a fungus expert?
No. You see all different kinds though.
I'm just saying, do we see this as a patch that would have connected elsewhere?
If you had to guess, you'd say this is where the other fungus was.
Right.
And this would connect further up with them.
Just seeing from... Rumpadump, is there any reason why they wouldn't have walked through here?
Who?
Just Darrow and others. This seems like a nice quick way from the room with all the dead. To come to here, to this point. Seems shorter. Is there anything strange about these mushrooms?
No, it's just really tight. Lots and lots of fungus. Difficult terrain for anything over tiny.
I see. So these, as this is fungus that is tall then? Is this like shrubbery and stuff?
Yeah. This is a fungi thicket.
Gotcha. I'm thinking.
Nope.
Okay.
Up the walls, over the ceiling, down the other wall.
Ski, ski, ski.
But the tracks came in here.
Yes, the very tiny Darrow tracks.
Yeah, come through here. I know what you're doing, Jeff.
I have the ability to make difficult terrain not difficult.
How much?
Do we?
What do you mean, how much?
How much difficult terrain?
I don't know.
Just looking at the map, it's a lot. It's almost like Alice needs to drink me again and become small so she can walk easily through it.
You can turn difficult terrain caused by plant growth, such as thickets or undergrowth, into ordinary terrain that lasts for the duration. Or you can turn ordinary terrain where plants are present into difficult terrain that lasts the duration.
What's the duration?
10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And how is that?
30 feet.
Holy shit. How much does that cost you to do?
One charge.
Nice.
On what?
On that thing I have.
That's...
Speak with plants.
Really?
Yeah.
Boom shakalaka.
Okay. Well, arguably, fungus aren't plants.
Shut the fuck up.
No, they are.
Cut the mic.
Frankenstein.
That would eat all of your charges.
All of my charges?
For, yeah, 10, yep. For 10 minutes?
Remember, I mean, those things are like 30-foot block. Yeah.
30-foot block.
What's the...
You're speaking to the plant in an area.
No, it's on me. It's on, it's centered. It's on
the target is self. It's within a range of 30 feet.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh,
so really, it just lasts 10 minutes and you just walk through it.
Nice. Yeah, this is nice. This is like fucking Fern Gully. We just
part ways. Yes.
Yep.
Fern Gully.
I misunderstood. Very good.
Part the fungi scene.
I didn't explain it was on self, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. If the target was self and the range is 30 feet, as long as we're within 30 feet of you, it's almost like this might have come out of the book to be helpful in getting past some of these things if you don't want to eat the crazy fucking mushrooms.
Fucking.
Calm the fuck down. I feel fine.
just keep eating that shit that came right out of the abyss.
Y'all got any more of them mushrooms?
All right, so we're going to walk through?
Yeah.
We're walking through.
It's been in charge. And then theoretically, just keep in mind, we may have to spend a charge to go back.
Yeah.
So we don't want to kill all your charges.
Okay. Right.
We're only 2 of 10.
Do those recharge in the morning? Or has
after,
yeah.
Yeah.
You keep going on through?
Yep.
Right about here, you find the remains of a Durgar. It's covered in yellow mold.
Survival to identify that yellow mold?
It's yellow mold.
He's a herbalist.
Yellow mold. So you're not just being facetious. It's yellow mold out of the DMG yellow mold.
Yes.
Okay.
What's out of the DMG yellow mold? I don't know
what that is.
So I didn't know if you wanted me to roll survival to identify it, if you're just going to say it's yellow mold and we can know what dangers it is.
It's pretty common. I would let Matt know it.
Okay. The molds in D&D all have, like, effects, mm-hmm. and they, yeah. you don't, like, some of them you don't want to spore up in the air, some of them you don't want to touch. I guess kind of like real mold in a way.
Yeah.
You know, if you touch it, it ejects spores.
And the spores do what?
Poison you.
There you go. Hey, guys, nobody touch that yellow stuff. You'll get real sick.
The important thing is, does he have any loot on him?
Well, I'm not touching him.
You wouldn't know unless you walked over there and touched him.
Aren't you detect magic and see if he's got anything on him worth risking poisoning over?
Sure.
I can cure poison.
I can't.
You can make me a roll to see if you know how to deal with it.
What roll would that be?
Nature.
Did you get anything for his herbalism?
I'd give him a +2. What is your proficiency now? Is it +2 or
two,
+2?
It's still two.
Okay.
Don't forget guidance is a good thing for you.
I guess guidance.
With everything.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's getting late. Jeff is being friendly.
Ooh, +4. Nice.
15.
Fire.
Fire, fire. Okay.
You can also burn what we're trying to loot off of him, so...
Gold doesn't burn. Well, I mean, it does, but...
I'm just saying.
Ideally, an object of magic wouldn't either, but you never know.
So anyway.
Go.
Is anything magical on him?
Oh, I'll detect magic.
Yes.
Yes. There is? Where is it? Where is it on the body?
It's an aura.
You get a heat map. Like, you can't... You don't get, like...
Right
this
now, it's covered in mold.
Okay.
You can't really tell.
All
right,
I'll light up... Little Zerkwood and
hold on a second. I'm gonna
I mean is there a way
cover my mouth?
That's what I was going to cover my mouth and step back.
Spores don't give a shit.
That's why I'm stepping away from the thing.
So anyway, I light it on fire.
Okay.
Very carefully.
The fire destroys it.
Wonderful. Cool. So let's loot him.
Does it destroy the magic aura? Shouldn't.
No, it doesn't.
Unless it was a scroll. What do we got?
That'd be fucking funny.
You find a ring.
What cool. It do?
Yeah.
What aura does it give off?
Yeah, I would get the school.
It's a cock ring.
It was on the finger.
You said we didn't know and it was an aura.
I said it was covered in mold and you couldn't see. The ring is on the finger.
Because it was on his penis.
Penis would be...
you polka ads.
I think all of us started dancing too.
The best kind of ads. This polka is the ads.
This is the.
As long as it's not a ring of yellow mold, I think we're fine. Somebody can put it on.
He's like some fucking turn guards walking around like, oh look, a ring. Poof. Fuck. Dead.
What kind of a ring would a Durgar be carrying?
It could be anything.
It's ring of teleportation, ring of teleportation, ring of teleportation, ring of teleportation.
I doubt it's that good. you're reaching for legendary items here.
How about ring of elemental earth, Jeff? Is that too much to ask for?
Just give me something that makes me hit harder. Or maybe something that cures my...
You cast spells. What do you need to hit hard with?
I want more damage.
Cast better spells.
Transmutation.
It's transmutation.
Ooh.
And it's sized for a dwarf finger, eh?
Once you attune, it does resize. Yeah. I went through and found that.
Oh, yeah, it should.
I'm going to pocket it since I'm the one that lit the fucker on fire.
That's fair. I think that's fair. You risked your life for it.
Does Matt disappear when he puts it on?
Yeah, I put it on.
I see you. You won't.
No, you have to attune.
I know, because I want to wear it to attune. Mm-hmm.
I'd be more terrified if he was just like, oh, you know this now. That would terrify me.
Just gets up and whispers something in his ear.
Okay. Moving onward. He didn't have any gold or anything on him, did he?
Nope.
No.
Cool.
Cheap bastard. Carry on.
You keep going around. You do come to another branch, but you also come to this if you go that way.
And the tiny Darrow steps are this way?
Yep. Tiny Darrow steps keep going this way.
Gonna follow the steps.
Okay.
I will. I think I've done this before, but I just feel like it's a survival thing. I would take what kind of stone is the wall made out of?
Granite?
I mean, is it something solid, something soft, something...
Something solid.
Okay. Because I would try and take a dagger or something that I would carry around, and every time we pass an intersection, mark which way we came so I know how to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like I think I've said this before, but I feel like exploring tunnels, I would know to do that to try and keep myself from getting lost.
It's probably a reflex action for you in this.
Yeah. Okay. Considering I have to go down with torches or other sources of light, very hampered on supplies.
Okay, as you come into this room, right here, the glow of Ferzeres shifts across the chamber as if pushed by an unseen wind. It flows toward and around a large mesa and continues to spiral upward, but the ceiling of the cavern is too dark and high to see. You hear murmurs and whispers coming from atop the mesa, which grow louder as you approach. Its stacked levels resemble steps and staircase, but a ramp running from top to bottom provides an easy way up.
It's a slide. Up. Whee! Come back down.
What you guys doing?
I stab the things that have blood in them. This one's yours, flyboy.
How tall is the mesa?
I'm looking... It does not specify how high up the total thing goes. We'll say 20 feet.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
There's steps to go up.
Yeah, there's a ramp.
Well, you said there's a ramp. You can go up to the top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll walk up.
Everybody?
Yeah, I'm going to walk.
It's easier to walk. I don't want to waste my one day thing right now.
I will take the rear.
Gartokar! You didn't tell me I was having surfacers for dinner.
Really? Have
we heard that name before?
Yes. We've heard that exact phrase said before. Where did that come from?
Same voice? Was that
the dragon?
You just heard it.
Was it the same dragon voice that said it?
Guards! These four have stolen goods from my mistress.
Oh.
Are we all hearing this?
Yes. You hear it. It is. These are things that you're picking out.
Yeah, I know
what
you're saying.
But it is just voices and whispers and...
Little buddy, are you hearing this?
The spores have worn off by now, yes.
Okay. He's shaking his head, yes.
So we know that to be the drow priestess woman? Is that
one? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're hearing bits of voices of things you've heard before.
Yeah, okay.
Anyone with magic want to know why we're hearing stuff that's separated by us through space and time?
Because there's mind flayer up here.
How long does... I can push detect magic again and see if anything pops up.
The whole place lights up, man. Everything is suffused with Ferzeress in here.
Right, but that I'm not going to get a school of magic, I'm assuming, off of that.
No, not really.
It's a school of f*** you.
Evil.
No, you're...
It's a zero... It's a low-level spell. You're not going to get all the answers.
No, I get it. I get it.
No, but is there a way that those with Arcana can roll meta magic to understand that? Why we would be...
I mean, the Fairy Fest is weird.
Yeah.
That's all we know. Just causes strange things to happen.
Guidance. Oh, hey. Poof. Guidance on my friend Troy.
He needs it.
I mean, that's a 17.
20.
The Fairy Fest is fucking with shit.
It's not, Luke, it's not just fucking with shit.
No, I know.
Like, if you suddenly heard someone that you know died 3 years ago speaking to you in the other room.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. These people are not here. We're either looking through space and time, or we are in some sort of temporal bizarreness, or like the planes have shattered or some shit.
Let's go to the top of the mesa and see what's up there.
Carrick, you did.
Oh, we're all at the top of the mesa.
Yeah, this is at the top of the mesa.
There's nothing else.
Characters at the top of the mesa hear the murmur of the chamber more clearly and can recognize it as disparate sounds. They hear the rhythmic clank in Doug's forges, the low rumble of Thimbershod's displeasure, the mad screaming of Darrow, and even hints and snatches of conversation. The Ferzeress in this place echoes the sound produced in Gracklestuck above, creating a storm of noise.
Kira very quickly goes back down.
You guys think that if you focus and try to pick out something specific, that you may be able to get a good deal of information out of this.
I would like,
but to... it is a tough roll, and yeah,
I'll do it.
Okay,
a perception roll, right?
Don't forget, some of you may or may not have still have
a wisdom save.
A wisdom save. Okay, so I can't use that. So I didn't take resistance yet.
Do we have to say what we're listing for? Or are you just having us make a roll?
Oh, I did take resistance. F*** you. Sorry.
We are seeing whether or not you can actually pick stuff out.
Okay. I mean, I'll make a wisdom throw.
It's a wisdom save, so... it was a 16.
It was a 16.
Plus 1, 17, plus my 7, 24. Is that good enough?
That is. A character who exceeds the saving throw by 5 or more can ask one question about Gracklestuck that can be answered by overhearing any sound or conversation occurring within the previous 10 days.
Wow.
So what's that question, Matt?
I want to let Matt pick. Matt, what is your question? I don't even want to have a discussion about it. Because you wouldn't have time.
Yeah. Where can I find the gray ghosts?
Solid question. I would have laughed, though, if you had said, what the fuck's his name? Not Rumpadump, the other one.
Stool?
Did Stool really poop all over the room?
But then, because Stool can't talk, the only thing I would hear is like, pfft.
That wasn't really my question.
I want a do-over.
Do-over.
It's fucking funny.
What do you mean I get one question?
Oh, no. What do you mean I get one? That was good. That was solid. See, I was going to use this plus one d10 after making a saving throw if I didn't make it.
Oh, d10.
Yeah.
I got a d4.
Okay.
Find them.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Take 5 psychic damage.
Whoa.
Fine. I'll take that.
We just see Matt blink and his nose starts to bleed a little bit. He's like, that guy shim-shammed us.
It says that you can learn the location of things. I'm not sure how that works. By hearing snatches of conversation.
Yeah, because like two ghosts were like, hey, did you hear the meeting place move?
It's reaching into his head. Like,
you know, the gray ghosts are right there.
inside of the caverns that we're in?
Yes.
Perfect. Where are we in juxtaposition to that?
Not far.
Right there.
Yep. It's like okay. around the corner. We actually would have gotten there had we not gone to the mesa.
Okay. Hey, guys. We're wicked close.
To what?
To the Grey Ghost.
How the f*** do you know that?
The magic mist talked to me.
You're a truly terrifying individual.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I just fail uphill, you know? And we're uphill now, so
I kind of like the guy. I'm just saying.
I want to call out to Wardell.
Who?
Oh. Her betrothed?
No.
No?
No.
Who's Wardell?
I don't know.
Oh, when we get around the corner, you mean?
No.
Oh. No. He's reaching out psychically and shit.
Oh, did you make the save?
No.
Okay. I'll cast resistance on you if you want.
No.
You're not going to get an answer down here.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if I can glean some information. I feel like they may... She would have done, may have done something. So, do we want to try to ask another question?
You guys absolutely can.
It's up to you.
Cast guidance on who or resistance on whoever.
I tried a 14. I rolled a 14.
You rolled a 14?
Yeah, just to make the save.
Resistance.
I rolled the wrong thing for your psychic damage. It'd still be 5 psychic damage.
Okay.
I'm going to take the full
A 14?
Yeah.
You can give him your card.
That would be 3 psychic damage, and that is not 5 above.
I didn't figure.
You want to do a d10?
No, I don't add hardly any bonus. Like, it's...
Okay. Yeah.
Said anyone can make
I'd roll a disadvantage if I wanted to try, so right. I'm not...
Wisdom?
Yeah. You're not on saving throws.
Yeah,
that's true.
You maybe rolled disadvantage earlier.
No, that was on a skill check.
Mm-hmm. On the constitution saving throw? 3. Oh, no, that was for something else. Never mind.
Yeah. You can if you want.
You said all right. 3, right?
I got a 19.
You said 3, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a natural 20.
Nice. You'll get 2 questions.
Do I get one of these?
Yeah.
Wait, I get 2 questions?
I get 2 questions.
What do you mean I only get 2 questions?
No, I'm going to just do this. I'm going to add D4 on my saving throw. The 21.
Sorry, who was in charge of the flame people again?
Gartakar.
Gartakar?
That's one.
He didn't use his fucking accent.
Are Gartakar's intentions... what's the word I'm looking for?
Is Gartakar
one of your questions.
Is Gartakar being honest with us?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's being straight up. He wants the egg back.
I was going to say, is his deal with us honest, I think, is what Lucas is trying to get.
If you get him out, if you get him the egg, he will get you out of here.
I relay that. Yeah, no, I mean, well.
You got a nat 20.
I got a nat 20. I was going to ask you if that would deter
that. Not even going to do it.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of what else we're doing.
How about the motives of the Grey Ghost?
Yeah, that's not a bad one. I mean, I think I kind of already understand what their motive is, but sure, we'll ask that.
You assume their motive.
Is it Droki?
Yeah.
Is Droki actually what's with the hat? I want to know what the fucking hat is.
That's your fucking
D20
question.
What's with the fucking hat?
Fucking bullshit. I hope 21's good enough.
It's fine.
I doubt it. You rolled a 27.
It's his lucky hat. It keeps people out of his head.
Bingo. Now we know that's what it does.
Does it really, though?
You literally pick out a voice that says, that's my lucky hat. It keeps people out of my head.
Cool. What do you guys got?
I rolled 21.
What was that name that you had written down?
Which name? Monty?
Monty told me how to make it.
I don't remember who Monty was.
It's not for us. I wrote it down because I figured Troy wouldn't write it down, I believe.
Okay.
21?
21? Yeah, you get a question. And 4 points of psychic damage.
What do we want to ask?
What do you want to ask? We already know about the hat.
The motivation.
Me? Or... Who's Wardell?
Wardell is one of the empty scabbard killers.
I feel like there should be more information.
Is it fair to use the word assassin?
Very fair.
Ironically, the guy who makes hats.
The Black Scabbard Killer.
Playing three card Haberdasher. Great.
The Black Scabbard Killers are the kind of black market king's assassins.
Mercs.
Black Scabbard or Empty Scabbard?
Empty Scabbard, I'm sorry. I was thinking black market. But yeah. Empty Scabbard Killers.
So
anybody else? You can do this up to a number of times equal to your constitution modifier.
I'm good.
Matt really wants to know those motivations. I've already walked back down the mesa and am paying attention to anything that might be coming up on us.
You realize you're going to need health to fight these things.
Matt is using another card because his roll was kind of turd.
22.
Yeah, I can't take it down that much. Yeah, 22 will be high enough for 4 psychic damage.
What is the motivation of the gray ghosts in stealing the egg?
A black eye to the structure of the city.
Okay.
Particularly the keepers of the flame.
That was worth 9 hit points. I'm fine with that. Okay.
I think it was pretty obvious, but...
What? It was pretty obvious, but I'm not taking anything for granted.
The demon lords here? How did they get here?
Fuck.
Oh, we skipped over the main part of the game. I was worried about the hat.
Hat.
Yeah, we can come back later.
Okay. Which way do you guys want to go?
Towards the gray ghost.
I look at Matt.
From Matt's description, you know that there's a way in this way.
There's a back way.
And there's also a way in this way.
Does the back way require us to be small?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Both ways require you to be small.
Oh.
From here. Up before you went through the fungus thicket, past that water, there was another full-size way in. Hmm.
That'll be trapped as fuck.
Hey, guys.
That looks long.
Can we have 10 minutes so I could heal us all? Since we just... I mean, all our noses are bleeding. Except for that guy.
I only took 4 points of damage.
I know, but if we possibly get traps and shit...
You can just heal yourself.
We have to be small this other way, though? You said there was another way?
Yeah, if you come back out and around, this tunnel is tiny size.
And that looked like there's a gate.
There is a door there.
9. So I got hit twice.
Well, what's your total? What's your map?
I'm at 26 out of 35. Right?
So we either...
You took the most.
So we either take a charge to go back through the fungus... We go small.
You're putting up my hate for dealing with magic versus the tactical sense of sneaking up behind them.
Well, and I can't really sneak, so going small is a good option for me. You know? Yeah. I hate to say it, but what if we split the party?
It just sounds like a jingling.
What if we split the party?
It's a good idea.
It's never a good idea.
I know it's never a good idea, but what if this is the time it's a good idea? Okay, if nobody else wants healed, then I'm going to just do cure wounds on myself.
I don't care. I mean, I will never say no to magical healing. I will sit down and wait 10 minutes if you want to do a prayer of healing.
You guys good with waiting?
Sure.
Okay.
Just don't suck at it.
So we each get more than enough to fill up. 9 plus 5, 13. We wipe the coke blood off of our noses.
So which way do you guys want to go?
Way of the penis.
I'm going to... Kira was the only one with a problem with taking the drugs, so...
Drugs, man.
Yeah? Yeah? Why don't you...
I don't have a problem with taking another bite.
Walk in there and see what there is, but if there's a way to go behind them, that would be the preferred method.
What if they're already tiny?
Well, then we eat the big mushrooms and step on them.
Well, we gotta get tiny to get through there. What if we gotta fight him while we're tiny? Maybe like a weird little action figure battle.
Like small soldiers.
Is there someone? Is there legitimately no one in this party who can stealth?
No, I don't think there is.
I have a 1.
I got a 4.
I got a plus 2.
Do you have some kind of magic and psionic thing you can do?
No.
I don't think so.
You got a kitty pride in there too somewhere?
Not in this,
Well, why don't you...
I could climb.
Why don't you take a small one and then scout ahead and just see what's up there. See if you can get a spot them.
I'm okay with doing that.
Here, put a big one in your pocket.
Are there any signs that anyone's walked this way before, this other way we're going?
Which other way?
If we're going behind them.
Yeah. Back this way or up this way?
No, not up that way. Back the other way. Is there any signs of... Like, if this is a well-traveled path, then it's kind of pointless. We might as well just go knock on the door. But if we have the opportunity to hide and to sneak up behind them...
No, this way is not traveled.
There's probably a reason for that.
They may not know it's there. They might just walk across the water like normal fucking people.
Why they got tiny, tiny footprints.
After my consulting...
The Darrow did. The crazy Darrow with the funny hat.
The Darrow were small anyway, so...
But these were tiny footprints.
Were they?
Yes.
Right, so you had to get tiny. So we step on them.
Yeah. If you were following the tiny footprints, you'll see they continue this way.
Let's go the other way.
Back way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to consult with Malveus, and he says go the back way. So,
is the back way the way we stay our regular sizes?
No.
I just kind of want to get to a point and then just have one person look into the room. Are there 20 guys in there? Are there, like, what the situation is?
Yeah.
Because if this is the back door that they don't know is there, he might not even have to go out there. He might just be able to get little, go to where it opens into the larger cavern where they are. And just see a few things. You might be able to double up and legitimately go to tiny and be hard to see. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you're coming through this way.
Yeah.
Troy's on a scouting mission.
Troy is on a scouting mission by himself?
Oh, so we're splitting the party.
Well, yeah, I would. That was what we talked about. Because I got the highest stealth. So
I get small and...
Yeah. Mosey on up there, Jerry style, and see where Tom's at.
Where are you guys waiting?
How far can we go till we have to get small? Till I have to get small?
You can go up to here before you have to get small.
Okay.
I will stand there and wait for the moment.
What's around the bend there?
More fungus.
And I will be stopping every 5 feet, not 5 feet, but you know what I mean, every 15 feet, let's say, or once per big ass square to cast guidance on myself and actively look around for traps.
Okay. Make me a roll.
Is looking for traps is perception?
It's investigation, I think.
Investigation. If you're actively looking for them, it's investigation.
19.
You don't see anything.
Okay.
Perceive no traps.
I was going to go to the mushroom place and then let him just scout ahead and see what's up.
Okay. You're going to eat your pygmy wort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he has a big one in his pocket.
Okay. You get into these tiny tunnels. And there's webs everywhere.
Okay.
But you keep coming around the way Matt told you to go, and you come into a fungus thicket. And you can see out into the fungus, and you can see walls coming up around the side, like this, right here. There's the fungus thicket. There's walls coming up. The fungus is down inside a pit.
Okay.
You can't really see over the lip of the pit because you're small.
Your call.
I could spend a charge in the fungus. Bend so I can't see.
The fungus is not blocking you. The wall's going up. You're down inside the pit. Yeah. You can't see over the top.
So
of
you're
the
looking.
Pit.
He's looking down into the raptor pit.
No, he is down in the raptor.
In the raptor pit.
Oh, okay.
He can't see up over the top.
Perception. Do I hear anything?
Make me a roll.
9.
It's a mat 9.
That is also your answer.
You definitely hear movement. You can't make out a whole lot though.
How tall does the wall look, this pit?
I believe it's 10 feet.
10 feet is about a normal size?
No, it's still 10 feet. You just happen to be 3 feet right now.
Yeah, I'll go back and report.
Can you just mind call to us?
No, I can't. I have to see you.
Okay, report given.
So do we want to get into that fungus pit and then eat our biggins and... Pray nobody shoots us.
We're going to have to get out of the pit, so we're at a disadvantage going that way, I think.
Not really.
I mean, if you know, what the Faerzrest said is true, and they're trying to fuck up things, and that's what we want to do, what's the best way to get them to talk?
I say let's pop up the backside and see what happens. We might be quite literally crawling through their toilet.
I'm just saying there's a 10-foot wall we have to scale.
Yeah, but we're D&D characters. Like, that's not hard.
Don't look at me. Tell me what you want to do.
I'm just asking for confirmation that it is not hard for D&D characters to scale a 10-foot wall.
Shouldn't be. Easy athletics.
Just if they start to attack, maybe we go for immobilizing, not killing, since they seem to be kind of the good guys. Yeah?
Oh, they're good guys. They're not anarchists.
Nihilists, yeah.
They're not nihilists. They're actively trying to disrupt.
True.
We also have other passages there to possibly explore something.
Yeah, spiders. Yeah, let's just pop up the backside and see what happens. Because, I mean, if that's their trash heap, right? Did it smell while you were in there?
You said it was fungus.
Yeah, didn't smell. What'd you get on your perception?
9.
Nope. Didn't smell.
So I just wonder if that's their latrine. Although I would have imagined you would have smelled odors or walked around poo. It's a really cool story of ninjas assassinating somebody like that.
Or it's where they keep something that can't get back out.
But you're coming in the back of their defenses. Like, this is the most fortified area, theoretically.
Yeah. Hmm. Alright, fortune favors bold. Let's go.
Okay.
I'll eat a goddamn mushroom.
-4 of each.
That's very big of you.
No.
Very little of me.
I'm already small. You are already small, and you already have your big one to get back, so. You're down to 9 and 10.
Are we gonna do this combat tonight? Because this is...
It's 12:30. So, it's up to you guys.
Or do we want to start here next time?
How big of a combat do you assume there's going to be? There may not be. For the first time, we might negotiate.
Okay.
But yeah, that's probably
history.
That would be fucking brothel.
You may start with like a sentence of negotiation, and then somebody's going to hit somebody. So.
I need a group stealth check.
Oh, fuck me.
One check. No, everybody rolls.
Oh.
If more than half of you fail, then everybody fails.
I roll at disadvantage.
Me too.
Me too.
Why the fuck do you roll at disadvantage?
He's exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Quit sucking ass!
I'll re-roll my skill roll. Do I just re-roll 20. Once with that?
Huh? Yeah. Just re-roll one of the dice.
I rolled an 18.
I rolled 2 18s plus 2 is a 20.
Nice.
My first roll was a 6.
What you're tired, but you're quiet about it.
That's what I used the card for, so that's been used.
I got a nat 20. Can we just leave it at that?
Probably.
I got 7.
Plus?
No, that was with it. No.
5.
Half failed.
I got an 18.
The check might have been 4.
All right, half and half. I will give them a chance.
Never mind. Go ahead.
What was the result?
He rolled
very, very low.
I was gonna say, do we get any sort of advantage for being tiny?
Well, we gotta climb out of the small. We gotta climb out of the pit, so we would be regular size.
We have to be tiny to get through that passageway.
Well, you're small. You're squeezing through.
Yeah.
Oh.
It will
tiny would have taken too much.
It will. No, you can't do that. It doesn't keep decreasing. It will just extend the duration.
Going into the climb realm. More mushrooms.
How long is the duration?
An hour.
Hey, if I had my ring on long enough?
No.
No.
You have to sit and meditate with it.
Yeah.
You come into this mushroom thicket. It's about 30 feet across. This is very obviously all... Matt will tell you this is all... It's foodstuffs.
Okay.
This is like a garden for them. You can see a spigot coming off... Right here. Here's where you're coming in.
Uh-huh.
Down here at this end, you can see a spigot hanging over the edge.
Right.
Who's going to be the one to pull their head up and start climbing first?
I will.
You will?
Sure.
Roll me in athletics.
Have I Shazammed your light?
17.
It is lit in here. You don't necessarily need your light.
Yeah, it is.
What'd you get?
17.
All right, you're able to climb up as quickly or as easily as what you want.
I'm wearing chainmail, so it's.
Yeah, you pull yourself up, and y'all were quiet. They didn't notice you coming in. You see a Durgar over here working against this far wall.
Okay.
As he turns around and sees you, you see him run towards the spigot that's hanging over the edge. You guys will need to roll for initiative next time we play.
Should roll for initiative right now.
No. Next time we play. And we will see if you guys get to act before he gets to the spigot and calls for help.
But if they didn't hear us coming, how come he turned around and saw us?
Because it's thematically appropriate.
Lies.
Lies.
Damn it.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.